Blog Talk Radio.
Here we go.
The doctor is in. Welcome to the Psychic Love Doctor Show with host Deborah Lee. Deborah has been practicing, teaching, and perfecting the personal prophecy card reading method for 20 plus years. This life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. This inspiring show will help you never feel helpless in life or love ever again. Now, here's your host, Deborah Lee.
Hey, hey, everybody. Here we are. Thursday. I think we've done it every night this week.
No, Tuesday we did not.
We did not. I can't remember Tuesday.
Well, you don't remember being sick?
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. There you go.
Yes. Well, welcome, everybody. Glad to have you with us. We have many of our followers are joining us on Facebook Live. If you're listening on Blog Talk Radio and you'd like to see us in action as we are doing the show, I would say head on over to Facebook.
Sure.
Go to the Psychic Love Doctor Show page. And voila, there we are. I also want to appreciate, I guess, Jimbo here.
That's odd. Appreciate.
Well, yeah.
Well, I appreciate it, too.
It's Appreciate Jimbo Day.
It didn't say that.
No, it said Burger Day.
Burger Day and Banana Split Day.
Yeah.
So, and then so, they should. Then tomorrow should be Get Your Ass Is Fat Day, I guess, after you have burger and your banana split.
But, oh, it sounds so yummy, doesn't it?
Well, of course. You know, I never had a banana split. It never really...
It's a lot.
I never really wanted it. It didn't appeal to me.
But you had a Lollapalooza. I thought you said you did.
Nope. I think you're thinking of Daryl. I never got into all those things. I would just assume have either the plain ice cream, well, not plain with this, maybe, but, or a shake or malt.
Well, and it was all too much goo for me. If I'm going to have a little ice cream, I just want vanilla.
Yeah, they load it up with all those different sauces, and sometimes they sprinkle nuts on there and candy sprinkles.
And bananas. And
yeah, bananas. You know, for me, I'm okay with the ice cream and the chocolate syrup stuff. Always good with that. But don't need to get crazy. All right.
So those of you joining us on Blog Talk Radio, we're going to have a nifty way for you, if you are international, on how to call in, which we're going to let Jimbo cover in a minute. I just want to remind all of you that I'm using ordinary playing cards, which I'm showing now to our Facebookers. That sounds almost dirty, doesn't it?
I've said that to the Facebookers. Well, I don't know. I don't know about dirty. What is it synonymous with?
Hookers. No.
Well, I mean, it rhymes. It does. I said synonymous, but you want rhymed. Yeah, it does rhyme with hookers. You're right.
Anyway, this method only uses the ordinary playing cards. Don't get me wrong. I love tarot. I love oracle cards. I love all the various systems that are out there. I've just never learned them. I wanted to stay completely on personal prophecy focused so that, first of all, I could take my grandmother's fundamental teachings that she gave me. Oh, we're talking back in early 80s. And I took that, spent 20 years advancing those principles into what ended up becoming my book. And we always forget to mention it, so we're going to do it at the start. If you're interested to know more about this method after the show, my book is called The Message, Your Secrets in the Cards. It was published by O Books in England, as a matter of fact. And there are lessons in there if you're interested in playing around a little bit with it. I will be opening up we're calling it the Personal Prophecy University, PPU.
Yep, PPU, so baby.
We'll be opening not too far in the future. So anyway, just so you know, ordinary playing cards, and that will be it. Except, a nice segue for you, Jim. He will be doing the angel cards for you.
Yes, when she is done with her reading, I will play the harp some, and that means done. She's done. That doesn't mean you ask another question, another question, another question, another question. That means it has to be done. I have to give you your single angel card because we got other callers. We can't, it's not fair to them. if you want to ask questions over and over and over and over, that's when you go to the psychiclovedoctor.com webpage and you can arrange for your own one-on-one reading. And then there is no limit on questions.
Right.
The only limit is the time block you arrange, and you pick that. That's all on you. So let's see. Well, now that I am the one talking, let's talk about primarily a call-in show, and that number is 515-602-9676. And you can Skype there also. We get Skypers. We get Skypers. When you call in, you'll get an automated message, and I have to test that yet, damn it. But I think it's fine. Excuse me. You get an automated message saying you're going to go on hold and you hear the show. And when you hear the show, everything's up and running, smooth as can be. I see you. I keep track of the list because it doesn't necessarily keep them in the right order. So I keep my own little file open for the order. When we actually take you and say, hey, welcome to the show, please get off the speakerphone that you are on because you have to be on hold unless you're nuts. And Bluetooth devices, background noises, moving around, multitasking, all that stuff needs to come to an end if you can. Because your call goes through the internet to the radio show, comes out our speakers, and the quality can be really bad if there's any kind of disturbance going on. And it can make the phone call a lot longer because we have a lot of repeating to do, or it can be bad enough occasionally it happens where we got to just 86 the call. We don't want to do that. And you don't want to do that, especially if you've been holding for a while.
Oh, that's for sure.
All right. And if you cannot call or Skype in, which is a lot of our international folks, what you can do then is Messenger Deborah Lee. Don't Messenger the Psychic Love Doctor show. Messenger Deborah Lee, and you have to be friends with her already on Facebook to do so. And you only do the Messenger when we open that door, when we open the floor, the door, say, hey, Messenger us now. Don't do it before because it doesn't go to hold automatically, and we'll have to 86 you if we're not ready. So don't do that.
Then your call is free.
Yeah, I mean, you're already paying for internet, so you can Messenger from anywhere on this globe. So you're already paying for internet, or you could be sitting at a Starbucks using their internet or whatever. You could be on your cell phone just using your regular minute, your plan, you know. So you got that going for you. We want to remind everybody, we're getting ready to take calls, but we want to remind everybody that this show is for informational and entertainment purposes only. And we would like to let everybody know, if you're an international caller, viewer, whatever, let us know and we'll give you a special shout-out.
Yeah.
And we do them quite often. We have never done a show that I can remember where we didn't have at least one.
Absolutely.
Our folks over in other continents are very nice, and so not so much as these poachers that are in here.
Yeah, and we can't seem to avoid them.
Yeah,
you got another one?
Yeah, today. We didn't have any yesterday, but we had some on Monday, I believe.
And I've noticed when I've gone back over the chat log, they're still on there. You are eliminating them, but they still somehow.
The comments were moved by a moderator.
Mm.
I can't. There's no. You can't go back and turn time back.
Mm-hmm. Can't you?
So you just got to suck it up, Buttercup. But it's removing it from here. And Luna also blocked and reported it too.
Thank you, Luna. All right.
Let's jump in, feet first.
Yes, we do.
Or Mary head first. What
yes,
you do like?
Mary head first.
We're going to go to, I hear some background sounds, not good. 703, this is Northern Virginia, 703.
Hello, hello. Welcome to the show.
Hello, it's Andrea. I want to give you my final update.
Okay, good, Andrea. We can't wait.
So you're right. The lady was a biatch, and she was like, "I want all my money. I want it now. And if you don't, I'm taking all the court fees, yada yada yada. No negotiation. I mean, no nothing." So I was going to go to the bank and get $500 worth of coins and plop it at her desk just to be an idiot. But I was like, I feel like I would never get a receipt. And then she was like, my word against hers. So
You can get in trouble doing that.
She can. But I was like, you know what? It was too much effort. I have to go to the bank, go to her office, drop it off, and then I'm sure she would cause some sort of scene. I just know this is the kind of person she is. So I had 10 checks left. I wrote 10 different checks for 10 different amounts, some for $2, some for a bunch of money. And on the memo, I put FU payment, FO payment, shit show, karma. At the end of the day, I win. Jerry Springer show. That's the little memo.
Well, you know, we used to do creative.
Oh my god.
We used to do creative memo things like anal lube, you know, vaginal bleaching. You know, you could have done some really creative stuff like that.
Well, I like what she did. She got her message across.
Especially
the Jerry Springer show. That was the best one. I was like, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. And, you know, she may scratch it out, but whatever. At least you have to take the time to do it.
Still.
Oh, yeah. One check was for $2.61. One was like $82.45. I mean, it was like literally 10. If I had more checks, I would have wrote more, but all I had was 10. So.
Yeah. Well, you got the point across.
Yes, you did. It's spades. You know, still keep looking for places to put up reviews, you know, about this particular. There's probably places for her law firm. Anyway, we need your question, my dear.
Yeah, that was awesome. Do you have a question?
I just really wanted to give you an update, let you know, thank you for everything. This is just, it's buried now. The hatch is done. You know, move on, whatever. So, yeah.
Oh, terrific, huh? Glad to hear.
Yeah, that's good. I'm glad that you finally get that out of the way. You always worry about that getting into your credit.
God, they can come after you, we garnish you.
Yeah,
and
a lot of things. Once your credit gets dorked up, it's fixed.
So
that's good.
I wrote a little note. I said, here's your effing money. I said, end of the day, Kelly has a criminal record. So.
Well, at least that one is over.
Well, that woman's going to lose her own karma.
I bet you don't even write checks that much anymore, do you?
We don't.
I don't. I had a checkbook. I've been in my house since 2007, and I still had 10.
I had to get a new one,
so that's okay.
Do you have to order more now?
Yeah, I did. It cost me $20, but that's okay.
But you know what's funny, though? When you order those, you're ordering a box, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Or it's like in a folder.
Or a folder, whatever.
It was two
boxes.
That's
probably going to last you the rest
of
your natural life nowadays.
I know. Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, they're going to turn yellow someday. You know, they're going to be so old.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome. That's good. That's good that you got.
I do have one quick question though. I don't know. I'm going on a cruise for my birthday in January, like through the night. Some nice guy on this cruise because single life sucks.
Just need a nice guy on the cruise.
All
well, that's
right.
A very good question. Where is the cruise
going to?
It starts in Puerto Rico, goes through Curacao, Aruba, St. Lucia, St. Kitts, and one other place I can't remember.
Wow. Aruba,
sounds
Jamaica.
Yes, that's wonderful.
I know.
That's cool. And you got to fly down.
Yes, a Norwegian cruise line.
So you're flying to Puerto Rico?
Yes.
Okay.
Are you going to fly there a little early and run around in Puerto Rico?
Yes. We're going to go a day early. Weather or something might happen a day early. Mm-hmm.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, I would have done a day two, three early, too, just to have a little Puerto Rico time.
But it was an extra $600 a night for a hotel room, so, yeah, maybe not.
$600 a night? I think I would skip Puerto Rico time for $600. $600 a night?
Are you serious? Oh, my.
Yeah, $600 a night for a hotel room. Mm-hmm.
They're better. If I was paying $600 a night, every corner of that room better have a naked chick.
Or gold, my friend says gold. I mean, that's all we can get right now. I mean, I'm still looking for something cheaper, but I don't know. We'll have to.
That's
I don't
crazy.
Know.
Like all you can eat ribeye buffet or something. Good God.
Well, for you, Andrea.
I know.
I'm looking at your cards. Now, do bear in mind that unless you're on a single cruise per se, there will be a lot of old
not.
People too.
And kids, whatever. You'll make a mixture of things.
But there is a guy here. He's going on this cruise, and I feel that he's going with a heavy heart, not expecting to have a good time. I don't know if he's with his family, and it could be, or if he's with friends that he doesn't fully mesh with, but he's going anyway.
Okay.
Anyway, you're going to light up his life. You definitely are. Now, don't be surprised if this turns into the real thing for you.
Uh-oh.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
And this could be a guy that even isn't on the boat. It just occurred to me. He could be in there.
Yeah.
Call.
supports a call or maybe on a flight, maybe.
That's right. Airplane. Yeah, one of the islands that I go excursion on.
Now, here's what you do. When you meet them, and let's say you guys fall in love, when you get back, you stay in touch, and then you go to the TLC network and you sign up for their
90-day fiancé.
Yes. And I've been reading up, these people make some good coins.
Well, it's all
of that. Yeah.
Some do. I don't know about others, but some do.
And then you can end up on another spinoff and, make a whole career.
I know, like the Chantel family.
Yes. I've got to admit to you, I am a sucker for the 90-day fiancé.
Me too.
I love
me
it.
Me too.
And this last batch of people, they were gaggish.
How about we don't get into a reality TV series review while we have callers on hold? How about that? That would be great.
Okay.
Well, Andrea, you come on down to Virginia Beach sometime, and we'll sit and we will
spin. Yeah, you can get your little popcorn.
I might be coming down Labor Day weekend. I might actually be coming.
Let us know.
I might.
Let us know. Be great to meet
you.
Well,
we will definitely be in town.
Yes, we'll be here. So anyway, the others probably are thinking, will you guys shut up? And
they are probably ready to pop. They're probably ready to power vomit. Yes.
Yeah, I'm sure.
All right. Well, Andrea, stay in touch. All right.
I will.
Oh, wait, James.
Thank you.
Spread your wings. Your wings. There we go. I'm talking like I'm not from the country. Spread your wings. Let me enunciate properly. Archangel Ariel, back right now. The timing is perfect, and you are ready to soar.
Ariel is good angel.
Yep.
Archangel.
Wings spread, the picture.
One thing I forgot to mention is when you're on the cruise, keep watching your bill. I just saw here that you could end up with extra charges, and if you wait until after the cruise, it's really hard to rectify that. So make sure that things that are being charged to your, cabin,
However, keep an eye on that. All right, thank you very much. All righty, and have fun with the new box of checks you're going to be getting. Yeah, thank you. It was worth it. It was worth it. It's always worth it. Hell yeah, the parting shot. You know, before we move on, I've got to tell you all, I had a roommate many years ago, like in the 80s.
Who she also had a box of checks. You'll never believe this. And Daryl actually told me, my late husband, he ran into a kid on one of his ships that did this too. My roommate honestly thought you could write a check out for anything. You didn't have to have money in your bank because they would give you a bill.
Yeah, I worked with a person
that did that too.
Yeah. The young guys, they call them over, the senior people are like, what are you doing writing all these bad freaking checks? You got no money. And he's like, what do you mean I don't have any money? I got checks. I was like, there's nobody home.
So now they're going to court, and those cases are called pity cases because it's like so ridiculous.
Well, it's on the edge because if you intentionally write bad checks, that is a crime.
Oh, right. Forging.
If you intentionally write a bad check knowing you don't have funds, that's a crime. Now, pretty much not going to see it if you write one or two over, but if you got a kid that's wrote like 15 of them, he's going to have a hard time convincing a judge he's not a criminal. So he's going to have to not pretend, just show how stupid he is so the judge will believe him.
From the military would go with him.
They go and say, he's just an idiot.
He's an idiot.
Don't put this idiot in jail. He's just dumb. All right.
Okay.
Let's rock and roll, Daddy-O. We are going to
area
code 423, Tennessee. 423.
Tennessee.
Welcome to the show.
Hi. Hello?
Hey, it's Damien, y'all. How are y'all doing?
Damien.
Hey.
How are you doing there?
I'm doing pretty good. So I do have some news. I'm not exactly sure how good a news it is, but it is news. So the nail in the coffin has not been nailed yet. There still are some more questions to be asked, and there are still more answers to be sought. So what Mr. Macon is going to do is I authorized him to use the rest of the retainer to reach out to the opposing party's attorneys to see how they were able to do all of this despite the court not fixing anything. So I wonder if now things just might get interesting. However, he also did assign me some work to do while he's doing his thing. I actually was able to reach out to the financial institution where I had paid the particular lender all this money and got nothing in return. And I also had the proof that the funds were there, but they rejected the payment. So I guess for tonight's question is, are things now about to get interesting or not?
Okay, good question. And I've got to remind everybody, we are held to a standard here where we're not allowed to give any legal or medical advice. We don't have the credentials.
Yeah, Damien knows this well because he's been calling
us
a million times. But we have to tell the other people that may not know these things. So
we can give an opinion.
Yeah, we are not like people with a bunch of law degrees hanging back here. And it goes for any other field, medical,
psychiatric,
even like biology or whatever. Veterinarian.
Now, Damien, one thing that has really stuck with me is about how they said were paid $50,000 and there's no proof. Right?
Right. We're going to be getting to that, but he's wanting to look at, okay, well, how are they able to go ahead and proceed with all this anyway, despite the court not fixing anything? And yet, you made multiple attempts to pay it off, and I have I don't have the documentation in hand, but I know exactly where I need to go to get all of that to show that, hey, I put all these funds in this particular account to pay them off to buy out their interest in the property, and the fact that it was in foreclosure once before, and this is what I paid them to get out of foreclosure the first time, and it was the exact same information they gave me whenever the full payment was rejected. So at least I got that to get to him and see what he can work with on that.
Yes. Now, I got a question for you. Does the other side know that you are dealing with a lawyer? Are they aware?
No, not yet. Oh. But like I said, he is now going to be reaching out to them.
Yep. Oh, yes. And that woman who is, the stepdaughter or what was she? It's the woman that has taken over the house.
Property.
Yeah, property.
Well, no one's really taken over the house. It got foreclosed on by the particular lender, so it must be some woman who works for the lender.
Well, then
who was
actually suing you?
Yeah, who was suing you?
It was, the lenders themselves.
Ah, gotcha.
Now, there's a woman here who is going to be like a cat on a hot tin roof when she finds out about this. And she's going to know real soon.
Okay. Well, obviously somebody somebody on the lender side decided to take legal action. So there is at least one or two people or a team of people that know something here.
No, maybe you'll get $50,000 out of this. Well, I don't know.
That number means nothing. You were just kind of guessing, right?
But yes, to answer your question, yes. Everything is looking very positive for you at the moment.
Okay.
All right. And, hon, your own health has been shown in your readings that it's at risk through all of this.
Stress can do a body bad.
It can give you an ulcer.
And can it make your, increase your blood pressure
and stuff like that.
Yes. But anyway.
And it's showing here that you need to find a way to, self-help, do yourself some stuff.
I've been working on a little bit. Now that, it's not over, that there's still some more to be done and that it's still looking good, I'm stressing a little bit, but compared to what I was stressing at, I would say it's probably reduced about 75 to 80%.
Good. Because I don't like when we get dark cards like this together, but then it's showing good news. It's saying that you were heading down a rabbit hole here with your help, but now it's showing like light or promise at the end of the tunnel.
As far as the health part.
Yeah.
And that might be some kind of relation to
and
where
for,
this is going to go.
Right. And for you, under sure to come true, which you know I love that designation and the layout, there's some really good paperwork being passed around here. Very good. I think this guy is actually going to be able to solve this for you. But let's not get...
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, that's just the way it looks right now.
Yeah.
And you're going to find out more when he makes contact, and that can, things will look different after that. So he'll keep calling.
Okay, well, at least now things are about to get interesting. That I like, because now it's time to get some excitement, actually get some things moving.
Yeah, it's better to have movement, even if maybe things aren't really... don't go right, then just sitting, everything just sitting stagnant, like it's in quicksand, right?
Yeah, and this has been going on a long time.
A long time.
Oh, angel.
All right, Damien, we got to move on. So we're going to give you your angel card reading because we have 4 trillion caller, plus or minus a couple. The subject is gentleman. Archangel Sandalphon, be very gentle with yourself at this time. Surround yourself with gentle people, situations, and environments.
So calm yourself.
That's
so
probably
yeah.
part of the decompression that you need every
I
so often.
I think so, too.
Because you're a human. Imagine that.
Unbelievable,
right?
Well,
what's mostly been stressing me out so much is just, you know, no one willing to listen to me or willing to actually help or do something. That's what's been the bulk of the stress. But now that someone's in my camp, working with me, working for me, and doing things on my behalf, that's what's eliminating most of the stress.
Well, I'll tell you, Pablo is no schlub. So when I asked him for help for you, he wasn't going to throw you some hinky guy. You know, yeah, he wanted it to be the right one for you. And he stays interested, wanting to know. So I will let him know that things are kind of...
At least things are moving.
Yeah, you went up a lot of blind alleys
there. Yeah, a lot of brick walls, dead ends,
and it
all
really
sorts of metaphors.
Sucked, as far as I'm concerned, that those attorneys were able to turn you down because it wasn't a moneymaker for them.
That's the life we live, though.
Yeah.
It is the life we live.
Well, take care, Damien.
Right.
And
Well, we know.
I will. I'll keep you all posted. But, yeah, next week I'm going up to the financial institution to get all the necessary paperwork and get it to Mr. Macon as soon as possible.
Wonderful.
All right. Yep. You
because
do all the
I guarantee he's going to want to take a look at that because, again, that's what he assigned for me to do while he's doing his thing.
Okay.
So
I
know what to get. I just got to get it to him.
Roger that. Yep. It's a matter of doing the legwork. All right. We appreciate
you.
I
appreciate
you
all. Keep you all posted. I'll probably call you all next week.
We'll love that. You know, we'll be here. Take care.
All right.
Yeah.
I appreciate it.
All right. We have a lot of callers. We're going to get to you. I know people are probably watching the clock going, hey, there's only a half hour left. Well, there's only a half hour what we scheduled left.
Yeah.
It's not Monday. Monday, or News for the Soul, we can't touch the time. But every other show we do, we can extend it if we got time on our end. And we will extend as we need to. We shall do so. We shall not screw you over for holding patiently. And I want to remind everybody that this show is for informational and entertainment purposes only. That's our disclaimer, since I'm going to just whip it out now, so to speak, for the halftime of the show. Yeah. So to speak. All right. We're going to move to our next caller, area code 216, Ohio. 216, welcome to the show.
Ohio, welcome.
Hi, just turned my volume up. Sorry about that. This is Sharon. How are you?
Sharon.
Good, Sharon. Are you feeling better?
Oh, much better. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
My allergies, I know, it's because I walk in the woods. But anyhow, I'm fine. That's the least of my worries. I mean, if that's the worst that I have, you know what I mean? I'm pretty healthy. I just get allergies every once in a while.
Good. Glad to hear it.
So what are the most of your worries?
Yeah, what's got you?
I worry every day. That's my middle name. I worry about everything. If I go to work, if I think that I forgot to turn my coffee pot out, I'll turn around and go home and make sure. No, I'm just kidding, but I'm fine. I have a different question tonight.
I've done things like that.
Mm-hmm.
All right, go ahead. Hit us with your question.
Okay, well, what I'm working on, I think I've already told you this before. I love my job. I'm trying to save money to redo my kitchen cabinets and countertops.
Yes.
And I want to pay cash for it. Can you look at my finances? Do you feel I'll be able to do this next year? I want to do it and still have a cap in my savings. You know what I'm saying? So I want to, like, double what I have in there, if that makes sense.
And you wanted to not
use
credit?
I am not charging it.
No.
But you'd like
she wants
cash.
To save up and pay cash. Yep.
All right. One moment. Those of you that are new to us.
Cabinets and countertops.
We're glad we have you aboard for the show. And I'm using a 24-card layout, so everybody knows it's not just a quickie pull of a couple cards. So give me a moment here.
You know, it's amazing how expensive those suckers are.
Mm-hmm.
Good Lord.
Oh, they're not cheap.
And I don't want
to get the cheapest, but not the most expensive.
No.
I'll go middle of the road.
Right, yeah, you don't want to get the cheapest because you get what you pay for and you won't be happy in about 5 years.
Exactly.
Well, that's what we
especially the countertop, because they take a lot of abuse, you know, depending on what type of cooking you do and whatnot. But those
it'll appreciate my condo too. But I just want to do it for myself. It needs done.
Yeah, I got you. Everybody's been there. These were done like what, 10 years ago or less?
No, heck no, they were done with the whole renovation.
No, these cabinets.
Oh.
Yeah, I believe it was. And that was done, the art labor, and it still cost, just the material cost bucks.
Well, they know you're not going to be out buying a new kitchen every other week. So it's pure economics.
Yeah, and, you know, I mean, it has to be made solid. I mean,
now everything's gone up. I didn't mean to interrupt you.
Yep.
I'm sorry. Everything's gone up now.
Absolutely.
Yeah, oh, everything's gone. Everything is jacked up.
Boy, it sure is. Well, for you, now this is where we can bring in choice and change.
Choice and change.
All right, well, this is for everybody else, too, because a lot of them are new and don't know that this method is extremely dynamic. It's a life changer in many, many ways. So here what I'm seeing is for you is that you aren't going to have as much money as you expected for this. So, but there's a really good person that you would be hiring, like a contractor. But
yes,
by the time you, here he is, Jim, this with the professional card, it means he's going to do a fabulous job. But by the time you go to do this, it's going to be even pricier than you expect. So plan high. Okay.
Yeah, I mean, like I say, she's right, because you know all the stuff's increasing all the time. You'll take a snapshot, this is how much it's going to cost, and you'll start saving and saving, but then over that course of saving, stuff goes up in price.
Is it possible with your cabinets to do that thing? What is it they call it?
Refacing?
Yeah.
Depends if they're okay. I want a new one.
Yeah. I really want new ones. I think they're refacing. I'd have to talk to someone. That is a great idea. It really is. I'd have to see what the person who consults me would think. I already have two places I'm planning on going to, and believe me, it's not Lowe's or Home Depot.
Yeah.
Not even.
Yeah, and you know,
I don't want to go over. I have it capped at 19. I don't want to go over 19. I think that would be the highest because I live in a condo. It's not a really big kitchen. But
that is true. You're right. Yeah. So and you know what? At least those estimates are free. Thank God.
Yeah, and the estimate will give you a ballpark.
I know.
You know.
They're pretty accurate with those.
In the case when they start dismantling, they find, you know, some situation.
Well, usually in your kitchen.
You're right. Oh, no, we need this now.
The only area you get worried about is around the sink where there's water. But usually everywhere else, there's no growth work usually. That's usually pretty solid.
I know.
When you get out of the sink, if you had a leak that you didn't know about, they go, oh, all that wood's damaged now. But anyway, all right, Deb, you keep talking.
I want to tell you that woman at work that we talked about yesterday, it's almost as if she's had an exorcism because she's completely turned around in your cards.
I didn't even want to go into that tonight. She sent me an email today thanking me for a wonderful job. She gave me a reward.
I'm telling you.
I'm falling out of my seat right now. I'm just speechless.
If you find the fella, you all could pitch in and pay him on the side.
Yeah, it might
to
be
keep
like,
her happy.
Maybe it's like a Nutty Professor thing. She's got some kind of potion where she takes a potion and
I haven't heard, but you know, it's so funny. She would talk about it, though. Maybe I was so busy on the phone and do my work I didn't hear, but she would talk about it. That's the type of person she is. But I'm sure you're right. I'll keep my ears open. I hope she does. I hope it works out if that's the case.
Yep.
You know, love would make the world go round. You know,
yeah, it does.
Yes,
imagine
you're,
it making people
you're
happy.
You're kind of looking at her here like, what? What? You know, and not sure, but she's being real. She is genuine. This is what she needed.
Mystified and mortified.
It's amazing what a little sugar will do.
A little clarified.
It is amazing, but it's been a while for her. And I know she's had some heartache, but haven't we all? I mean,
that is life. You're not supposed to take your personal problems to work.
And hopefully she won't do that anymore.
But sometimes that's easier said than done. But if you're a true, especially if you're in management, you're not supposed to take your shit to work.
And maybe she had a review and they told her, stop being such a biatch to everybody.
We don't know.
I know. All I know is that Jesus took a turn. I'm just speechless, but the bottom line is I know you're accurate. I don't even question that. I mean, I know that.
Thank you.
You do feel next year I'm going to wait till next year. Maybe the prices will go down. I'm not going to do it now. Everything is so expensive now.
And you know what? They're still having supply problems.
I know.
So they could start tearing up your kitchen and then they'd say, well, hey, we can't get these three cabinets in
and plus she wanted to save enough where she has this done that she still has something in the savings. So
I think that's
I do know my hairdresser's mother-in-law went to the same place that I'm going to go to, and she has a farmhouse kitchen. It's a little bigger than mine, not much, and she only had to pay 10, and she said it looks beautiful. So when I said the 19, I did, that's the most, the highest rank. I don't want to go over, I will not, there's no way.
Right.
But that's all.
Make sure you don't tell any of those people that what your highest
is. Yes, if they'll go there.
Thank you, you are so right about that.
I know.
God.
Some people don't think about that.
I'd be the idiot to
tell them. They'd have somebody come in for an estimate, and you go, I can't go any higher than 19. And they'd be like, oh, well, then it'll be 18.
I know. Well, I'll do the cheap. But no, I know. I know. You're absolutely right. But next year, that is my goal. I am scraping as much as I can.
Beautiful. I can see it in the car. Yes.
But,
all right.
I know.
All right.
I know it's a hoot about the person I work with. I bet it blew your mind too, because you've read me three times about that.
Yes.
Absolutely.
All right.
I know. It's crazy.
I hope he keeps doing what he's doing.
All right.
To keep her happy.
I keep praying to my dad. Dad, please help me. My dad died too. People think I'm nuts. I literally talk to my dad when I walk with my dog. I feel like he hears me, but I'm sorry. What's my angel for the day?
Yeah, go ahead, Jim.
All right, well, now, this is for you, so you'll have to think what this means to you. We can't tell you what this means all the time. The subject is, and I went through them, and this is what, the beloved one, Archangel Shamiah, which Shamu looks like, the whale anyway. I'm helping you with your spiritual soulmate relationship.
Yeah.
So you got to think about what that means, because soulmate has many terminologies. It doesn't necessarily mean
But I know what you mean. It does. I'm sorry. Go ahead. I didn't mean to interrupt.
Nope. I was just saying what you were. So you go ahead.
You're single, right, Sharon? You're single? Well, I get the feeling, a very strong intuitive feeling, you are preparing that kitchen for someone that's going to come to cook for you. And they're going to really love you. You're getting ready, girl.
Yes. Cooking is fun when you cook with your boyfriend or husband. That's cooking together is fun.
Thank you.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to keep you longer. I'm sorry.
Oh, it's all right.
It's all right. We're rocking and rolling. We got it under control. We're going to get everybody in.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Thank you. Your sweetheart will be here tomorrow night.
She's from the land of Ohio.
Love talking to her. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. She's
Take care, hon.
And she's a little extra happy because she put that other legal crap to bed finally. And,
legal?
Oh, that was the one before her.
No. Yeah, we're talking about this one with the...
I merged.
With the nasty
my brain. This
boss.
Was the one with the boss that she told us last time that all of a sudden flip-flopped and turned into...
Cruella, her boss.
Yeah. Who was went back, instead of being Mr. Hyde, turned back to Dr. Jekyll.
Yeah, well.
Yep.
But I thought it was due to a man giving her some extra special attention.
All right, 779, Illinois, 779. Welcome to the show.
Oh, I know this one. Hello.
Hello. You know who it is. It's the best person in the world. It's your most favorite person in the world.
And the best state in the world.
It is She Who Loves Illinois, the land of Lincoln.
Yeah. Ooh, excuse me. Damn. Excuse me. Yeah. No, not the best state. Never, ever, 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 ever.
Yeah,
ever.
Well,
so
yeah.
Listen, right. I'm not really calling about me because I know I'm a dumpster fire and it's fine. I've made peace with my dumpster fire. But I have a really good friend of mine. He's like really, really good friend of mine, and he's going through the divorce stuff. So they're divorced, but now they're going through the division of the assets and everything.
Ooh,
else.
Nice.
And it's just turning into a basically a flaming dumpster fire. And she's the one wanting the divorce, but she doesn't really like, she never really had a reason, but it's 50 years of marriage. And
oh,
like, I'm just trying to find out what you're seeing in the cards because, you know, she's changed lawyers 3 times, blah, blah, blah. And he just wants it over with because it's like, at this point in your life, what are you going to do?
All right.
You know,
great question for
wow,
for
that's
friends.
A long, long time. Real quick, I want to give an international shout out to Stephanie from the UK.
Hey, Stephanie.
You know, it was a matter of time before one of our British invasionees or whatever. Invaders, I guess would be the right term. I can speak English.
Okay.
Let's step in.
I have to kind of hop, skip, and jump with this.
Okay.
So these are not just for everybody to have a little bit of info here. I'm not doing Teresa's card.
Nope.
I am focusing on her friend, the guy.
We're going through the
His
divorce.
Name's John.
Okay, so
50 years.
I'm focusing on John, who I do not know.
Nope.
But I will simply let my own intuitiveness kind of lead the way.
The
and he's very, we're very close. We're like best friends. So like, he is kind of like leached on to me and my family. Like he's become a family member pretty much.
All right. Well, let me ask you, what is causing them after 50 years to get a divorce?
Good question. The fact that she's batshit and German and crazy and an alcoholic, and they haven't really had a conversation in 30 years.
Oh, my God.
Like, even his own kids have said to them now recently, like, you guys should have divorced, like, 30 years ago. But, like, I think I was the catalyst for the problem because I met him because we got lost on a trail ride. And he happened to be at his barn, and he saved our butts because we got totally lost. We couldn't find our way home. We had been out for, like, 4 hours. No food, no water, no nothing. And we were dying. So he like came to my rescue, but like, you know, him and I became best friends, and he invited me and my best friend out, my girlfriend, my friend that I was with riding. He invited us out for dinner. So we all went out to dinner because, you know, it was just the right thing to do. He saved my butt and they said, I'll pay for dinner. But then he wouldn't let us pay for dinner. You know how it goes. But anyways, I think I was the catalyst for it. Cause I feel like I woke him up out of a bad dream, like a nightmare. Like he was literally just existing.
I agree
and then
with you 100% here. Yeah. Go ahead.
But
I
now,
think
you know, but yeah.
Take over.
Well, here's the thing. I'm going to tell you this from my years of experience. When men have worked hard to gain assets, to gather things, you know, it's really hard for them to give it up because, you know, they did work hard for this. And I feel for him, he's got to realize the winning move with her is not to play. Is he going to end up paying all of her legal expenses or no? Because I see
Trying, but she's the aggressor. She's the one they're divorced. The divorce is over. Now it's all about division of the assets. And she's asking for all this stuff. And in reality, she doesn't deserve it because she's never contributed a dime. She's getting all this money from overseas.
All right. Well,
right. And she never declared it. Like she's trying. She's playing games.
It's going to be a long battle.
Well, there's a lot of dirty pool there.
But
I think he should rise above and follow Occam's razor, which in a nutshell is if all options are equal, go with the simplest one. And what is the simplest one for him? Let her have whatever the hell she wants.
Well, maybe not whatever, but maybe find a negotiable compromise.
Yeah.
You don't want to just say
that's the problem. She's very – you can't even have a conversation with her.
Well, the lawyers can talk to each other, obviously, yeah.
Well, the problem was that she's gotten three lawyers now because she herself is unreasonable.
No, you know what? If she keeps changing lawyers, then it'll never actually go to court.
And it's going to cost a lot of money.
Yeah, and eventually
already cost him a ton of money because he's a defender, and it's kind of bullshit the way the court system's working that he has to defend himself. And he's like, why do I have to do all this work when she's the one who wants a divorce? Why aren't you going after her? And then she's lying about everything, and she wants all this money, right?
Well,
you know, and I'm just like,
she's going to face her own comeuppance as time goes by. This is the kind of situation where a person treats somebody really badly, and then, oh, guess what? They come down with a terminal illness, except it's going to drag on with pain and suffering.
The word karma?
Oh, yeah, yeah. It comes a call.
Well, I think that's kind of coming because she is a full-blown alcoholic, and it's really sad, but it's so complicated. And, you know, I've told him, I said, make peace with it. I said, I moved out of there a year ago. And let me tell you, it is not worth keeping 1 ounce of your junk that you're taking with you. I'm telling you right now, I still have stuff in store. I still have stuff in the trailer that I've not moved in now a year. And I'm like, in reality, if that trailer disappeared, I probably wouldn't hurt my feelings because there's nothing in there I want.
Well, here's the thing. And maybe you can find a way to tell him this. He needs to get off this, what would you call it? It's like a, not a skirmish, but whatever the heck this is between them. There's another woman for him. But if they keep chewing these bones over and over.
But see, he's not the one chewing any bones. He's trying to get it over with. He's like, I just want to be done. I'm out. Leave me alone. I want this done because the house is on the line, and neither one of them are going to have anywhere to live because she's got dollar signs for eyeballs.
Well, I would still say the winning move is to give it, take what realistically is his clothes, his underwear, that kind of thing, and just.
Yeah, he's already made that piece.
Yeah. Well, then I don't.
Jemma, then what's the freaking problem? If he's already made that piece. If he's already given everything she wanted.
Because she wants everything. She wants it to be like a 70-30 split, and that's not how it should be. Because she's never contributed $1. She's stolen so much money from the man. It's not even funny.
Good luck in court on that. Good luck after 50 years.
Yeah, what
good luck.
Is his peace worth?
Yeah, good luck.
You know, I really think the man should just give it up. It's stuck.
He wants to leave. He wants out. He doesn't even live in the house. She's living in the house rent-free, bill-free. He's still paying all the bills. She's in the house.
He can't even
go there because his blood pressure goes to the roof, and his doctor said, you know, you're at risk of dying if you keep this up.
Well, he don't want it that bad if he's not willing to go with a 70-30 split now, does he?
Just let her have it.
No, but it's not fair because then that leaves him with nothing at his age, and she gets everything.
Life, you know, what they say, life is a bitch. You know, it is. Especially, you know, if he was in that situation for 50 years, it is what it is. Just be glad that you're breaking free, even if you come out with a barrel around your naked ass. Get out of there.
He's buying his freedom from all.
Get away from the Wicked Witch of the West, no matter whatever it takes.
Right. But, I mean, at 7 years old, how are you going to rebuild your wealth if you have nothing? You're 70.
You know what, though? To you, that seems old. To those of us that are in our, like, 60s.
Heading toward the 70s.
Yeah, that isn't that old.
No, but I'm telling you, what I'm saying is it's not fair for you to, in your older age, to have to go penniless and then try to rebuild it. You shouldn't have to go back to work to make money to pay your damn bills.
Agree that it's not fair. I agree.
I agree, too. But
you know, life isn't fair. Life's a bitch.
Right.
Okay, here you go, angel time.
Now, since we had a reading for you, but not for you, we'll have to see where this goes, and only Teresa will know it. The subject is life review, Archangel Jeremiah. Take inventory of life, resolve to change or heal anything that is unbalanced.
There you go.
That could be you.
There you go. That's a good one.
Yeah, and that could be, I don't know if that's you or him. You will have to figure that out.
I think it's him because the reading was for him.
Yeah, and
yeah,
right now,
it's for him, and it fits him perfectly.
It's very unbalanced, obviously. You can't get any more unbalanced.
Oh, yeah.
It's a shame. That's that whole marriage thing. What does it do?
Yep.
You can go on,
that's
can
why
go
I'll to, never get married.
You can go down to courthouse and in 10 minutes get married, but it might take you 10 goddamn years to undo it. You know, that makes
correct.
No sense.
Correct.
Makes no sense. Yep.
All right, guys. Thank you so much. Love you.
All right,
bye.
Thank you for holding.
Take care. Yep. You know.
Yeah.
You made good points, though, Jim. Life isn't fair.
It isn't.
Look
it. You know, it sucks. And when you choose.
Yeah.
And you know what? When people get married, it's all about the little pats on the heart and all that stuff. But nobody's thinking about that legal stuff. And the longer you stay married, the harder it is going to be to undo if you're not both on the same side.
Let's try and remember. This is from Dr. Phil. He always says, remember, there's two sides to a pancake. She may have an entirely different take.
Sure.
On the thing.
Well, of course. I mean, there are all these things. That's what makes it so tough for the courts to decide.
Yeah.
They're coming with two different stories, and they're like, we got to decide? All right. Let's rock and roll, Daddy-O. Let's go to area code, pop, 443 in the land of Mary, 443.
Hello there, and welcome to the show.
Is this who we think
Hello.
It is?
It's Teresa.
Ah.
Teresa from Canada that got married. I don't know if you guys remember me.
Oh, yes.
Oh
my
God.
Congratulations.
I'm still in Baltimore.
Are you?
Well, you know, that's not that far from Canada. Yeah.
This is not my question, but another thing I wanted to say, one of my immigration forms got approved, but I'm so excited about that. But I just wanted to ask a question.
Okay.
My dad died, and he left behind money for me and my sister. And I recently sent a letter out so that way they can release the funds. And I just wanted to know, when do you see us getting the funds? Because it's in a bank. And, yeah, I really do need that because I'm going to be using that for my second half of my immigration fees that I have to get out.
Well, first of all, we're so sorry you lost your dad.
Right.
You know,
thank you.
Okay, well, this is one of our legal disclaimers. It's kind of a legal thing. We'll give the disclaimer out that we're not experts. We're not bankers. We're not lawyers.
I know.
You know that. But we have to give it out to some of the folks that are like, oh, my goodness, I can call here for legal advice. Man, you can call here for a live, intuitive look in at your legal problem, but it's not legal advice.
Did he have a will?
No, he did not. He did not have a will. He didn't have a will. So it's just money that he had in the bank account.
Were you guys listed on that account at all?
No. Actually, I have a sister that, because it's back, you know, in Canada or whatever.
Yeah.
And she went to the bank today, and they said that she had to do a profile because I'm not there, so she has to do the other half. And they said that as long as he does not have a rebate, it should go smoothly.
Hmm. Okay, well, that's interesting. Now, we are definitely familiar with Canada as far
as that's true. We got to remember it's two different countries.
Here, we can have issues with probate.
Oh, my God, yes.
If there's not a will or if the person's not listed on the bank account, that can take a long time.
Well,
here.
And also we had a, I don't want to call him lazy, but unmotivated, we'll say, executor. For my father's will, and it just wasn't a priority for him because he was busy. And my sister
and he had,
and
yeah.
I,
didn't really have anything to gain.
My
right,
sister
yeah.
and I had to hire an attorney to go
put a fire under his butt. All right, so what do you think, Deb, or is it going to be hard to figure out?
I think here's how it should go. I'm just saying, this is how it should. It should be like poop through a goose.
Those
damn
geese.
You love those Canadian geese.
Especially those Canadian geese. They get on a golf course. Oh, my Lord. Oh, they wreak havoc on those greens.
They're everywhere here.
They are. They're everywhere here. We're in Virginia, and they're everywhere here. Yeah, but anyway, go ahead.
I'm not seeing much of a delay. It's just a matter of, no. Does your sister think there'll be one?
No, she just said because if there's a rebate, it should take up to, like, they said, 3 months or 6 months. I'm like, that's ridiculous.
So
they're
going to
call
what does that
a rebate? A rebate, I think, is if somebody got, I don't know exactly what it means, but I think it means like if you got overly too much money or something to do with something with that. I have no idea.
It must be a Canada thing.
Could it be a tax?
Yeah.
Inheritance?
Something to do with the taxes, I'm assuming.
It's got to be. Because
but he didn't owe any money, though. He didn't owe any money. So I was told by another family member.
Well, like I said, I'm not seeing the cards are saying this is how it should go.
You're not saying it,
probably.
Yeah, right as we are right now tonight, it's saying there should not be a problem.
But you got to keep tabs on this.
I would, yeah.
Oh, okay. Somebody's supposed to be calling back maybe tomorrow.
Okay.
With the reboot issue. So after that, my sister was telling me then we should be able to get the funds, you know, easier and quicker.
Or if not, they should give you some more info and give you a timeline at least.
I see your angel card. Yep. Okay. This is good.
All right. Stand by. This is your angel card reading. Subject, all is well. Archangel Jeremiah. Everything is happening exactly as it's supposed to. With hitting blessings, you will soon understand.
Isn't it funny, supposed to and should?
Should, so it's like...
Yeah, all...
Right now...
All snags barred.
Yeah, right now, like Deb said and the angel car, right now things look like they're on a fast track.
Yes.
But let us know if something changes. You can call back anytime. She knows that. Call back.
Okay, but it sounds good so far. The cards sound good so far, right?
So far. I think you should manifest that. You know,
I've been praying every night.
Yeah.
Even when I wake up out of my sleep, I'm praying.
Oh.
But make sure you believe in it, because a lot of people pray for things that they don't believe in.
That's true.
You know, I'm just, please let me win the lottery, but they know they're not going to. Pray for something that you realistically believe in.
I know you're not.
No. There's some people that do that.
Yeah.
So I'm so glad you called, though, because when you called before, you were sweating out, what was it, your passport or
my passport and my to get the green card.
Yeah.
Immigration paperwork.
Remember, I asked you when do you see me getting my green card? I asked you that.
I remember.
I got the first, I'm so happy about that. The first form got approved. So that allowed me to file. That's going to allow me to file for my green card. So if I did not got that approved, then that would not be a good thing. But, I had family helping me with the forms and everything.
Terrific.
And, I'm just super excited. So I'm really hopeful about it.
Yeah.
Call us again so we can catch up on how this is turning out for you.
We got lots of good listeners in Maryland.
Yes, we do.
Even though,
I know you guys
have a wonderful weekend.
Yeah, the weekend's upon us. Friday is the start of it officially, even though we're working, a lot of us. Still is.
Yeah. Take care.
Thank you very much for holding a long time.
You're so welcome. Take care. Bye-bye.
Take care.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right. I did extend the show, so those that are on hold, don't look at the clock and figure you're about to get screwed. You are not. So on that note, let's go to our next caller, area code 631, which is in the great state of New York. 631, welcome to the show.
Hi, New York. What is your first name? Hello? Hi.
We're looking for some New York. Are you there? We'll give them a couple minutes, just a couple seconds, not a couple minutes. And we'll go back. We won't curb them.
Yeah, something's not right.
You know what I do? Sometimes you go on hold forever, and you're like, I could take 5 minutes to do this, and that's Murphy's Law. All right. We're going to not kill them. We're going to put them on back on the hold, and we're going to go, believe it or not, to another caller from the exact same area code, 631 New York.
Yeah, come on through there.
Are you there?
Hello?
Hi.
Roger that.
Hi, this is Suzanne.
Well, hello, Suzanne.
Suzanne.
Yeah, I just went on a horrible blind date. You said I was going to meet men. I don't think so.
What happened?
Was it with a goat?
No, it's not funny.
Oh, all right.
Really not funny.
Okay, sorry. What happened? Was it a bad man or what?
Well, my friend who tried to fix me up, he was just her Uber driver, but she thought he's not bad looking. When I saw him, he looked like he was 59, but he looked like he was 69, and he wore just like a shirt that said Chrysler on it and a Yankee cap. He didn't even get dressed up a little more after dinner. But I was going to give him the benefit of the doubt. I'm like, okay, maybe he has a nice personality. We sit down, and he's staring at the blonde lady, and I got dressed up nice and put makeup on and everything, looked good. He even said that I look good in my pictures I sent him. And he kept looking at the blonde. So after a while, I kept looking. I said, what are you looking at? And just kept staring at her, and it made me feel, I said, would you like to eat dinner with her? It made me feel really strange, and he kept looking at her. He noticed what she ate, that she was crossing her feet. When she left, he said, good riddance to her. I said, why'd you say good riddance to her? Oh, because she was crossing her legs, and that's rude to do in a restaurant. Then the blonde waitress said, he was like, oh, she came up to me and said hi. Oh, the blonde. And I said, oh, what do I care? I said, you're very attractive, nice person here, and you're talking about, oh, did you look at her name tag? What's her name? I said, you're rude. I should have just left and let him eat dinner alone.
Michael Scott from The Office, where he was that time.
Yeah, you know.
That is terrible.
Yeah, you're going to get some bum steers every once in a while. I never
once
cared.
Once in a while.
Yeah, why do you get them all the time?
Mm-hmm.
Well, something's not right with that.
So what's your actual question?
Yeah, we go there.
When am I going to meet someone nice?
Okay, there you go. That was the flavor, because obviously this was the opposite of that. And you said somebody set you up?
Yeah, she really didn't know him that well. He was an Uber driver, but the first thing he says is, oh, let me look at, I'm going to show you the mansion I used to live in when I was married, and I have money, and then blah, blah, money, and then saying all this stuff, and then that's the first thing he did was show me his kids in his house that he used to live in, and then he was looking at the blonde. I mean, it was so rude that I said, would you like to eat dinner with her?
I would have to have a little chit-chat with my friend that set me up.
Yeah.
Well, she didn't know him that well. She just thought he was an average-looking man who looked a little older, and like, gosh, maybe Suzanne will go out with anybody. Who knows? You know, it's like...
Yeah, well, you better tell your friend.
She didn't know him. She only
was
an Uber driver for a couple of weeks.
Yeah, but a lot of criminals look pretty ordinary, too.
Yeah,
this guy wasn't vetted, I mean, in the sense of that she knew him well enough, you know, to invite you out.
He does sound very defective.
But anyway, strange. I just looked at him. Oh, well, see ya. I'll be talking to you soon. Maybe you can come over to my house. I'm like, no.
Right, yeah, maybe after hell freezes over, you know, maybe.
Yep. Oh, my God.
All right, what do you got, Deb?
Have you heard from him since?
Hopefully not.
No, I kind of told him that he was very rude, and the next date he goes on that maybe he shouldn't stare at blonde-headed women and make the other person feel bad. Because when I went to the bathroom and I sat back down, and he goes, oh, the other waitress I know from my daughter used to hit up, the blonde, she came over and talked to me. And he goes to her, oh, hi, sweetheart, what's new? And he's with me.
He's one of yours.
No, that guy is, I don't know, he sounds like he's not even from this planet.
And
that's the regular.
Yeah.
Wow. All right, well, what do you got, Deb? Is she going to get away from these rejects?
You've got to stop and tell your friend. It's very sweet of her to try, but you can't go hunting for love.
Yeah, especially when it's Uber drivers.
Yeah, I wasn't hunting. She just happened to know that he was single. I was single, and she just said, oh, I have a great gal for you, whatever, woman. And then, but, you know, I'm not hunting, they're not going to come knocking on my door. I don't go online or anything.
I'm not going to come knock on your door, but your friend should not say, hey, I got a great guy, when she actually doesn't know that he's great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And... Did you drive yourself?
Of course.
Okay, just checking.
She is wise.
Always.
She is very wise.
Yeah, well, you don't know. There's so
no,
many
you
kooks
don't.
Out there, kooks.
And even if the guys seem like they're Prince Charming, that doesn't mean they are. But, yeah, anyway, go ahead, Deb.
Yeah, I really do see in your cards that you've had a hell of a time with your love life. It's been... pretty stinky for you, stinky.
All the frogs just stay frogs. They never turn into princes.
But I love her assertiveness.
Well, at least
you know, I love how she doesn't, you know,
no, you
play footsie.
No, don't take that bullshit, no.
I think you should rule out the blind dates, for one thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. I mean, I wasn't rude. I have class and stuff. Any other woman probably would have left after the fifth time he looked at the blonde.
I would have. If I was a guy and a chick did the same to me, I'd have been toast.
You'd have left her?
Well, I'd have dumped her in a heartbeat.
Yeah.
I said, here, $10 for my share, and you do what you got to do. I'm out of here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, he has no social grace or anything.
No, he sounds like he was born under a flat rock. And what do you got?
And I sort of question your friend's taste in
yeah,
him.
She, yeah, that's scary that she thought this might be an okay thing. But that's
well, she didn't know him. I guess she figured he seems nice and he's okay looking. That's all I need, you know?
Yeah, that's not good enough.
Does she have a boyfriend?
Yeah, she has a boyfriend, yeah.
Well, it would be nice if you, say, in her or another friend, it could be very helpful to join little clubs and groups.
Yeah,
and she already has a boyfriend. Anyway, do you see somebody? I don't want to say I'm joining a million clubs.
Yeah, there is somebody out here, and he's very nice. Very nice, but I think you've got to do something a little different in order to put yourself in his path.
Yeah.
Because you're correct. Well, he's not going to come walking up the sidewalk.
No, but I can't join a million hobbies. You know what I'm saying? I've done that.
All
right, so I won't call anymore. It's okay.
How about just a little social group?
Whoa. What's this? I won't call anymore.
There's no social group. You know what I mean? There's no social groups like that. There's none.
Well,
you know,
we tried our best, son. And I think.
Bye.
Yeah. Did she just hang up?
Yeah.
Well,
you know
what? Here's the thing. Guys, everything comes in its own best way in time. And I don't feel like she sends out really great energy.
Well, she's probably had so many negative experiences.
Yes.
She probably just assumes, you know.
And so we just ended up in the crosshairs.
Well,
her unhappiness.
She was probably hoping for something, you know, that would just say it's coming. And
well, there is a very nice man coming into her life.
Yeah.
He will be very transforming for her. But she does, if she isn't going to, what did she say? She doesn't go on the computer. Well, I don't know. Do hermits find the love of their life? Yeah. Got it. All right, well, we wish you well out there.
We do, and we have extended the show, but unfortunately, all good things must come to an end. We have shows coming up this weekend, so those that
tomorrow.
We tried to make sure we got everybody that was in. We definitely got everybody that was in before we even started, and we tried to get everybody else that came in early. For those that are still holding, we apologize, but we got to go.
I have a meeting in 20 minutes.
Yeah,
I've got to go.
Yeah, we've already extended it.
But we love hearing from all of you. So please do continue to watch us and, you know, let us know what your concerns are, and we're here to help. Take care.
The doctor is in.